stock is trading on Malgorzata Kizil. That is Malgorzata, Malgorzata. Malgorzata, Z as in zebra. Malgorzata Kizil, that is K-I-S-I-E-L, Kizil. Malgorzata Kizil. Date of birth is 6/10/52. Date of visit 8/27/24. Please make copy for Lydia Kefaludu, MD, and Barry Kusnick, MD. Kusnick, K-U-S-N-I-C-K. Kusnick, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Barry Kusnick, K-U-S-N-I-C-K. Next paragraph, dear Barry, thank you for sending Malgorzata Kizil for a primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who has a past history of DVT and pulmonary emboli. Diagnosed. More than a year ago. Has been experiencing a cough. With no significant sputum production period. The patient has had CAT scans of the chest done, and our most recent CAT scan was on May 15, 23, which showed clear lung fields and resolution of a previously noted 7 millimeter right upper lobe lung nodule. The patient has some chest tightness and denies significant shortness of breath except with exertion. She is on anticoagulation with Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily and is compliant with her meds. The patient has had no leg or calf muscle pains, but she does have pain in her left hip and had her left hip replaced. The patient also has nasal allergies. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of DVT of the right leg with pulmonary embolism, and she had an IVC filter placed more than 10 years. I'm sorry, IVC filter placed more than 2 years ago. She has had a left hip replacement surgery, and she also had left hip replacement surgery in 2012. And she has no history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke, denies alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergy, no drug allergy. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of pulmonary embolism. father died of a heart attack. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fever, fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. And denies urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no asthma. She does have a persistent cough and denies shortness of breath and has no chest pains. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, diarrhea, constipation. Denies arm pain, calf muscle pains, and no palpitations or leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. Denies easy bruising. She has occasional joint pains, muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Eliquis 5 mg BID. Lasix 20 mg daily and potassium chloride 10 mg daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is averagely built. Elderly white female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 76, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 216, saturation 98. HUND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the outsums are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities rebuild, mild edema with mild varicosities, and no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic cough, reactive airways. Number 2, history of pulmonary embolism and DVT. Number 3, status post IVC filter placement. And number 5 is leg edema. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to use Tessalon Pulse 100 mg TID PRN. She will get a complete pulmonary function study with mock dilator studies. CBC, CMP and IgE level to be done. And she'll use albuterol 2 plus QID PRN and get a chest X-ray PA and lateral this month. Follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Please make a copy for Barry Kusnick, KUSNICK. Barry Kusnick, MD. Thank you.